Last night at the awards, he won the Defensive Player of the Year and then also capped it off with the MVP. So that's a pretty fair year's work, I would have thought. And he joins us, Bogey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You couldn't have asked for too much more, given that you've come back to the NBL. You said that you're going to get your Sydney team competitive, and now you've gone off with two of the most prestigious individual awards.
Yeah, it was a big night. You know, the MVP was a real close race. It was kind of surprising to me, because usually, obviously, it goes to guys that are usually top scorers or leading league in scoring. So it was appreciated that, you know, peers and coaches kind of saw my impact on the court, and we've had some team success as well, which helps. But let's hope we're holding up the big trophy in 3 or 4 weeks' time.
Yeah, Bogey, congratulations on the awards. I think quite controversially, though, you decide to send somebody up there to collect one on your behalf. How do you reckon that went over?
Oh, it was 50-50. That's okay. You're going to have people that were, so it was pretty split. But it wasn't anything disrespectful from where we were coming from. It was just trying to lighten up a pretty serious night that went for 4.5 hours. So Dane, for now, my teammate, kind of the Will Ferrell thing from the ESPYs. I'm not sure if anyone's seen that. That's where he got the idea from. And I didn't think he was serious. When he goes, let me do your speech for you. So I said, okay, cool. I thought he was just taking a piss, and when they called my name, he jumped up there and went up there. So, look, it got some good traction on social media. It blew up everywhere, and I guess the NBL can't handle it too much.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Okay, I thought it was okay, but apparently the NBL didn't. Did they speak to you immediately after that? Have you got some explaining to do, or has it all been put to bed?
Oh, it's been put to bed. I think they weren't too happy with it at the time. It wasn't something that was meant to be disrespectful. Obviously, it was just something that we thought would be just lighthearted, and he actually, you know, had a crack at me in the speech as well. So we're trying to be laid back, but we'll make a note. If we do it again, we'll try to get a note from mum and dad and make sure it's all okay.
Hey, Andrew, what about the NBL standard? I mean, you've been playing at the elite level over in the States there for a long, long time. You've come back. Did you get a surprise at the standard, or was it what you expected?
It's a pretty high standard. The physicality is the number one thing. It's a very physical league. I didn't realise how physical it is and how many bigger blokes there are in the league. The NBA is obviously a whole different beast of athleticism and whatnot and strength as well, but it's refereed much differently in here. They're a little bit more go as far as physicality goes off the ball, so it did get banged up a little bit, but the talent pool is up there. I think it's one of the best crop of imports I've had in the league since I've followed the league, and it was competitive. You know, you only got 8 teams at the moment, 9 next season. When you had 8 teams, it ended up being a season like it was this year where there were 3 teams tied for the first spot. So that's what the fans want. That's what you want if you're supporting the league, and to claim it is an honour.
7:30 past 8, we're talking to Andrew Bogut, who's just been named the MVP of the NBL. And you played all 28 games, and there was a lot of scepticism about whether or not your body would hold up, but you've been able to do all that, so you must be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I feel good. Surprisingly got through the season pretty well. I've had a few games where I was a little bit banged up, but you know, it's all about getting the recovery during the week. The good thing about NBL is we only play on weekends, so I'd usually have 4 or 5 days to get the body right for that next week. And yeah, it's obviously Australian summer too, which helps. I'm not playing in winter, so the body gets warm much easier.
Apart from playing United, Melbourne United, that is, in the final, I mean, this is manna from heaven from an NBL point of view. The rivalry between Sydney and Melbourne, the fact that yourself and Gazy are two Melbourne boys playing for Sydney, I mean, it's perfect Thursday week.
Yeah, big rivalry. Obviously, they've had our number in the regular season, 3-1. We did get the last one, so hopefully that form carries on into the final series. But they're a tough team. They are the champions for a reason. So if we want to do anything this season and hoist that trophy out, we're going to go through them. Very well-coached team, very well-balanced, a lot of weapons. We've got 2 weeks to prepare for them, and hopefully we'll come out firing.
Just on that, the 2 weeks, is that a good thing at this stage of the season?
For me, there's 34 reasons why it's a good thing for me, because I've got 2 weeks rest to get this whole body right for the final series. So I'm not too down about it. Some people argue that, you know, maybe you get out of the rhythm coming straight from the season, you don't play in a while, but that can work for both teams or work against both teams. So I don't mind it. I think it's a good thing for me individually, but some guys don't. It's just how it goes.
Hey, Bogey, will you sit down today and watch the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game?
No,
interest.
I've never watched it, to be quite honest with you. Usually when I was in the States, I'd be in Las Vegas at a poker table. So the only time I'd watch it, it'd be on in the background. I'd have to watch it just by accident. Obviously you appreciate how great those athletes are, but the All-Star game for me is just not something I've really ever got into.
And we haven't spoken to you, obviously, since the story broke last week, and Patty Mills was talking about the fact that the NBL, they needed to make sure that the boomer players that come back from the States are going to be well accommodated for. Your view on that, I mean, in terms of the demands that we read about with chefs preparing special meals and accommodation, that type of thing, is it over the top in your belief, or is that exactly what they should be doing to make sure that these blokes are as comfortable as possible?
Yeah, look, it's Basketball Australia, not the NBL, first and foremost.
Sorry,
that's okay. But there are some things that Basketball Australia need to improve, obviously, but I think they've been very open and receptive to the feedback, especially after Rio. I don't think we can have it to the level that you're talking about. I just don't think it's realistic to have us paying chefs to fly around with us and all that kind of stuff. But some added support services, maybe an extra physio, maybe an extra masseuse to form on the road with guys banged up and guys getting tired and long flights and all that, I think that would help. I don't think it was meant to ever be us expecting chartered jets or anything like that. That's just not realistic. But I think Paddy has some valid points, but also we need to know that, just budgetary alone, we can't really match what NBA clubs do, because that's just a whole other level.
And do you get the sense that there's a great solidarity amongst those NBA superstars now, with Simmons and Ingles and Mills and all those blokes, that they want to get back and wear the Australian singlet?
Yeah, I think everyone's really excited. I think, myself included, I'm selfishly trying to, get these legs working as much as they can in a couple of years to play with that group of guys. It'll be our most talented roster that we've ever had back up for any major tournament. Brady's obviously a potential MVP of the future. Had a really good year and continued success. And Dante's coming to his own. Joe Ingles is playing very well. Ryan Brokoff's been playing well for Dallas. Daly's doing his thing. Paddy as well. Bainsey, so there's a long list of guys. And then you've got a few guys in Europe that are playing well, and obviously the NBL players as well. So Andre Lemanis, the head coach, has done a pull purple hair trying to figure out how to fit all those guys into 12.
It's a great problem to have, though, isn't it?
Oh, sensational problem. You definitely take that. Some sleepless nights, but he'll get it figured out. But obviously, a staple of the Australian team has been, in the past, not overly talented, but had to kind of grind and hold and scrap and be physical. And let's just hope we carry that mentality along with our talent, and I think we can do some special things.
Hey, Andrew, well done. Congratulations on your awards last night, and good luck for the upcoming playoffs.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it.